Hey everyone, this is Tiffany from TiffanyLambert.com. Another one of the questions that's coming in to me from a lot of people this week is the shiny new object syndrome issue. They want to know, can they cure it? How do they get over it? All that kind of stuff. And personally, what I do is I buy stuff and I use it right then and there. Like every time I buy a course or a product of some sort, I literally open it up and get started on it right then. I don't sit there and say, oh, okay, I'm going to buy that and come back to it later. No, I buy it right then. And even if I only spend 10 minutes using it that day, I keep it on my desktop and then I see it every day and I use it at least 10 minutes every day in the morning or whatever, so that eventually I get through it. You don't have to go through the entire thing. But it's, you know, it's a good habit to get into, and you have to build that habit. So don't sit there and try to say, you know, oh, I'm busy right now, but I'm going to buy this. If you get an email from someone that's promoting something and you think you want to buy it, don't buy it and download it and then come back. What I would do is keep that email new. You know, you can choose keep as new. And then come back to it later when you have at least 10 minutes, check out and get started. And that'll make you feel a lot better about it. What I was telling some people that had asked me about this is it's really like it's a habit. Like I brush my teeth every time in the morning, as soon as I get out of bed, and at night before I go to bed. And it's just a habit, or you know, when you're trying to lose weight and you're like, well, I got to try to get 8 cups of water in every day or whatever. That's a habit that you have to work on. And buying, to me, you know, a lot of people feel this shame that they buy a bunch of stuff. There's no shame in buying a bunch of stuff. I buy a bunch of stuff. There's no shame in that. That's not dirty. What's dirty is buying and never using anything. And I think this is rooted a little bit in fear. You may not see it as fear, because fear to you may be, you know, some sort of monster jumping out at you or whatever. That's not really what this is. It's a little bit different. You worry that you'll either maybe not grasp it, maybe you won't succeed with it, or maybe you're going to regret the purchase, because maybe deep down there's this little feeling like, you know, it maybe not wasn't the smartest thing to buy. Maybe you bought from someone spammy, or you just, you know, you thought, well, it looks good, I'll go to it later. So you avoid looking at it. You don't even want to get to it. And that way you can feel a little bit good about yourself because you made the purchase. You're like, okay, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to buy that course and learn that. But then you don't really have to implement it. And that's a scary thing, you know, for you not to implement it. So you just get to feel a little bit good about yourself for doing that. It's kind of like me when I sign up for whatever Weight Watchers, and I can feel good that, hey, I signed up for Weight Watchers, but I never really get started on it because that's the work I don't want to do, right? It's kind of like that. So you have to push yourself a little bit. You know, have some rules for yourself. I don't just buy from anyone. I only buy things that I know I don't care if they turn out to be bum products. There's someone this week on my list, and this happens frequently, and he was trying to buy something and couldn't buy. And it was because it was, he was blacklisted, and, you know, he had refunded twice. I think for the same purchase, it was an OTO and a front end, I believe, but 2 refunds on a vendor had blacklisted him. And then that goes into on JVZoo, like a main pool for blacklisting. And so what I was telling him is, be very selective on who you buy from. So, and this goes whether or not you have shiny new object syndrome or whatever, but you've got to be selective. You've got to kind of research the people that you're buying from. What's the quality like? Who's telling you that their quality is good? Is it those hyped up type of marketers who promote anyone and anything? Is it people who actually go through the thing and really get some value in it? You really have to be selective on who you listen to, so that you're not wasting your money, and so that you'll have a little more confidence when you do sit down to use this. Because if you know that you just bought from a you know, shuckster type marketer, and you know that you're about to probably waste some money, you're not going to want to look at it and have that confirmed, right? You want to feel good about your purchase. And so that's why I suggest you be, first of all, very, very careful about who you buy from, and only buy when you have at least 10 minutes to start implementing it. Even if that means you go through the first video or first chapter of something and you spend just a few minutes reading it or watching it, that's it. And you come back every day and you make it a habit. And You know, if you happen to see two things on sale that week, but you haven't finished one, that's fine. You can actually take two courses at one time. It is doable. So if you take two courses, you download one on Monday, you download one on Tuesday, that means you need 20 minutes every day, correct? So 10 minutes a day on product one, 10 minutes a day on product two until you finish it up. And that's just something, you know, another thing that I told y'all yesterday in the audio is that you have to think of this from an employee and an employer point of view. If you are an employee and I give you the company credit card and tell you to buy courses that will help you move along our business, and you keep spending money, my business money, on all these courses and you haven't taken them any, yeah, I'm going to fire you big time, and you're going to get a horrible reference, right? So don't allow yourself to be that employee. You have to really be tough on yourself. Only, you know, think of yourself every single time you sit down to work that day. I'm going to be an employee. And then maybe, you know, if y'all want to get in the habit of this, how about once an hour on the hour you check in with yourself and put on your employer hat and you say, how did I do as an employee of my company in this last hour? Did I make myself proud? Did I learn something? Did I do something to help the business profit? What did I do? And give yourself a grade. I would sit there and grade yourself on it. You know, 8 hours a day or 6 hours a day or however long you're writing, sit there and grade yourself until you just get in the habit. When you get in the habit and you know you're a hard worker and you're a good employee, you got it down, okay? So you don't have to worry about that. But that's my advice for the shiny new object syndrome. I see no shame in buying a bunch of stuff. It's whether or not you use it. That's where the shame comes in, okay? Thanks.